Now tell me the truth. Don't make me wait too long. You have to prove that I shouldn't move on.
Oh, it is December 9th. I'm Bob.
I'm Max.
I'm Nick.
And we're actually off to go pay my mortgage and then F&M.
So it's going to be a little bit longer, like last time we did this.
Congratulations.
And we got stuff to talk about this week.
We actually have a lot to talk about. Oh my God, has it been a chaotic week, or 2 weeks since I've been on the cast.
Hell yeah.
I actually got to see my stepdad Wednesday when he came home.
Okay.
So everything's looking good.
That's good.
Was worried for a bit.
Yeah.
I would be too. I've had quite a few family members in the hospital. It's not a fun experience.
Well, Nick.
Yeah?
The Sunday after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
At about 11 o'clock, he came out and said he was having chest pains and his left arm hurt.
Oh, so that's heart attack symptoms.
Yeah. So my mom took him into the walk-in or to the emergency room at Lakeland up in Elkhorn.
Yeah.
He was there for 45 minutes before they put him on an ambulance to St. Luke's. He had had a severe heart attack, and the doctor looked at the chest CT and said, I don't know how he's alive.
Oh, well, it's good that he's alive.
Yeah, three of his arteries had 98% blockage, one had 85%, and one had 78% blockage.
Ooh. Sorry.
So...
That's gotta be terrifying.
Yes. Especially because he's the same age he was as his dad when he died. So,
yeah.
We were scared shitless.
Yeah, that's kind of what happens when somebody goes into the hospital for a severe reason.
But we went up, saw him Tuesday when we, because actually last Monday I went and took a weld test after finding out he was going to have a quintuple bypass. So I was surprised that I even got the job offer from him. Then we went up and saw him Wednesday. He had the surgery on Thursday, and my heart sank on Thursday because they took him at 11:30, and I got up there at about 12:30.
Yeah.
So I worked till noon. They said the surgery would take between 4 and 6 hours.
Ooh.
At 3 o'clock, the doctor came out and knocked on our door.
my first
thought was, oh shit, he died on the table. No, everything went perfect. Doctor's like, yeah, he'll be fine. It's like, oh my God.
I'm sorry I'm laughing, but that's got...
No, that's
a laugh of relief.
Because I literally looked at my mom, my stepdad's brother, my brother, and his wife, and all of us let out a collective sigh of relief. Because we all thought the same thing when he came in 2 hours early.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Again, every single person you probably have told this thought the same thing.
But he ended up... We saw him after the surgery when he was in the ICU, and he blinked at us, so we knew he was in the clear for the most part. Last Saturday, he had to have the chest tube put back in because he was having leakage through one of the incisions.
Oh.
And one of his lungs was starting to collapse.
Ew.
So he had the chest tube out on Monday, and he was home on by about 1 o'clock on Wednesday.
Well, I'm glad everything went okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not trying... Like, my dad's had a couple of brain tumors. Surgeries.
Okay.
That's not all fun.
No.
I think the only fun thing was when he woke up and his head looked like a baseball and I nearly threw up. It was so freaky. No, I'm not even kidding. Like the stitches came around from like the middle of his forehead and like followed the exact same line that a baseball would.
Yep.
Like down the side of his forehead, around the back of his ear. Then he had a tube sticking out of his head that was pumping liquids and I was like.
Mm-hmm.
It was not fun to watch. watch, but it was great.
It was a relief to see him open his eyes.
Yeah. Well, he was actually sitting upright when we walked in.
Well, that's good. But, anyways.
Yeah.
So, no, you plan on doing SCG Milwaukee? Not SCG. GP Milwaukee tomorrow?
I can't tomorrow.
Okay.
I have the fire department Christmas party.
No worries. Huh.
So, I'm going to be doing that. I might go up Sunday.
Well, we're supposed to get close to almost 9 inches tomorrow, so.
Yeah, I know.
So I was like, he may not do it.
As I say, it really depends on how I'm feeling, but, I mean, I kind of want to go up to see if I can touch base with Mike and all the binder grinders.
Oh.
Binder grinders?
Yeah, all they do is go to the events and trade.
Oh.
Like, Mike, I've known for about 2 years, and only probably in the past 6 months... Well, since June has I actually known his name.
You just knew him as the binder grinder.
I just knew him as
he's the binder grinder with pink hair.
Yeah, the guy with the binder with pink hair.
Well, pink streak.
Yeah, pink streak. Because whatever you needed, he had or would get within 10 minutes for you.
Ah.
And he knew me because he's from Madison and he knows Kyle, one of the guys that moved up there. So him and I are cool. I like him. He has helped me out on some stuff.
Well, he's also kind of, if you actually sit there and talk with him, he's probably pretty cool, dude.
Oh, yeah. Well, back at SCG in Milwaukee, Jake was looking. He's like, hey, you know anybody looking? Or, I'm trying to find these. You know anybody who has them? Mike, Crazy Eyes. Here's my buddy Jake. Go trade.
Yeah.
Jeremy's like, I'm looking for Grim Flayers. I'm like, Crazy Eyes, you got any Grim Flayers? Yeah, I got 2 play sets. Here you go, Jeremy. Me, Crazy Eyes, and... Like,
but no. In other news, last week Saturday did the Lake Geneva Showdown event.
Which now, since you're allowed back in,
which I'm allowed finally back in there.
How many people did you have?
There were 6.
Wow.
I think
something like that.
I mean, we only played 3 rounds, so
yeah. I mean, that's all you.
Yeah,
have
it was to 6
3 rounds.
Yeah, those 6 people.
Okay, how'd you do?
I split at top slot, which technically I'm not supposed to do. But beyond that, I ended up placing 2nd because I first Zach, who had green, black, delirium.
Okay.
So he built that up, and I ended up facing him, and I drew an answer to something that wasn't there at the time which I needed it.
Yeah.
And I drew a land whenever I needed an answer.
So that was your only loss then?
That was my only actual loss.
Okay.
So me and him ended up just splitting, and it was pretty nice.
How did your prize pack come?
We each got 14 packs. And then Showdown pack was junk.
Okay. It's all I've ever heard about the Showdown packs.
They are just pure junk. Well, the Masterpiece Lotus Petal was pulled in the same event.
Oh, okay.
So... LG doesn't have a Masterpiece anymore, so you'll be the only one looking for Expeditions.
Well, no, you have a 33% chance of getting a Masterpiece or an Expedition.
Yes, but there's only... Well, again, there's only 40 packs for each store.
Yeah, but...
So chances are only... There's only one.
But they didn't say that it was per box or anything. They just said per pack.
Mm-hmm.
It's a third.
So, beyond that, I don't plan on going back to... play again. Well,
go tomorrow for the Showdown.
I don't have $15 to go tomorrow.
Oh, it was $15 to enter? Screw that.
Yeah.
Did you get anything out of your packs?
A lot of the cards that which I needed prior to the event. During the event, though, I faced a guy who built a mono black merge deck.
Okay.
And he brewed the thing, and had he known how to play the game correctly, could have beat me so easily. He was a new player, just coming in for Showdown, and he just wasn't swinging whenever he should have been swinging.
Oh, okay.
Kind of system. Like, he's at 16 life, I'm down to 5.
He should have just been going all in.
He should have been swinging all in and totally have taken me down easily and not had to worry about me swinging back at him. So that was actually kind of cool. It was a very... Actually, I wouldn't mind playing the deck myself. It was... You had merged while everything else was discard spells Or you use the one artificer from Kaladesh, the black artificer, that whenever an artifact is destroyed, deal damage to your opponent equal to his power.
Okay, yeah.
So you emerge one of your servos, and your opponent takes 10 damage.
Okay.
That's kind of how that one worked. So, that was one of the ones that I was kind of scared about losing. Then I versed someone who built, like, a red-white Angels deck. Angels semi-non-angel.
You sure it wasn't red-white vehicles?
It wasn't red-white vehicles.
Okay.
But I got to cast his Bruna for him.
Through Gandhi?
Yep. I got to cast his Bruna, which he flipped right around and played the one destroy target creature with power for a greater.
Oh, okay.
So it was really awesome. I can... Because I did...
good!
I'm like, I did Gonti and I'm flipping through. I'm like, land, flip card. Huh? Oh, what was that one stand? Bruna. Oh, okay. And then another, I think a kill spell. And I'm just like...
Bruna.
Well, I'll put Bruna down. I'm just like, I love Gonti. And he's like, really? What'd you end up getting? I'm like, you'll figure out next turn. And the next turn... Flipped over.
And he killed
it. Yeah, he killed it instantly. It was kind of unfortunate, but it was still pretty cool. I'm like, well, now I just gotta find my other Gonti and I'll be able to cast your Gisella and have Brizella. Now you have her in my deck. As well as getting to cast Zach's Lily. That's pretty cool, too.
Is Lily the last hope?
It was funny because when I did a Gonti against him, he had a Lily in hand, which I didn't know about until he played it the next turn. But he had Lily in hand, and I had on top of his library was Lily, land.
Oh,
for Gonti flip.
That would have been bad if he had been able to get that.
I was like, well, at least I'm sending these away. I'll take the Lily and send it away. He still got me because he had the game. I was looking for a removal spell when he was digging then, when I was digging for Gonti at that point. So, yeah. Then I found Demon Dark Schemes. Not good and constructed. Good and limited.
Which one is that?
That's the when he's a 6 mana. When he enters, all creatures get -2/-2. Whenever a creature dies, you get an injury counter. And you can pay 3 and 4 energy to reanimate a creature tapped.
I mean, he's good. I just don't think he's good in your deck.
Yeah. Well, again, with Azizi and how much removal's there for all the big creatures,
yeah,
he's not needed. And I'm playing a control deck where it plays very low creatures, so everyone usually has their removal spell.
How's your week been, Nick?
I got a computer for free.
Okay.
My other friend that's not Max bought it for me.
Oh, that's nice of him.
Yeah. Now I can actually play games with him online. Instead of sitting on my phone whenever he comes over and just playing, like, stupid stuff. But, other than that, I haven't really done anything all week.
I didn't even listen to last cast. I just copy-paste and put my note in for everybody.
As I said, I named the thing Deadlock for a reason. No, beyond that, Aether Revolt spoilers are out.
Well, have started.
Have started, yes.
And holy cow, some of that stuff looks amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll just bring it up because I can.
I can't remember the mechanic name from that black removal spell that I think will fit in Tez.
Like, you're talking about the one that gave everything -2/-2?
No.
-3/-3, or whatever?
Well, no, that'll be good in Charlotte's. That might be good in yours. I'm talking the spot removal that's like X black, and you can tap artifacts.
Oh, yeah, you can invoke with
-X.
Yeah, convoke with spoilers.
Well, with artifacts.
Yeah, convoke with artifacts. Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, I think that'll be great for Tez.
Oh, yeah, the X spell. Yeah, could just get -X. Oh, yeah, I definitely will look for him. Oh, and...
Or is it all creatures?
It's, target creature gets -X/-X, you gain X life.
I think that seems pretty good for Tez.
Yeah, that's really good for Tez. That actually is really good for Tez. That and then, Heart of Kirin.
The ship?
The big ship that you can... Okay, so for Nick, who doesn't know about what's going on with this...
Yes.
And anyone else who is not listening...
Yeah, read the card off.
It's a 2-mana legendary artifact, Flying Vigilance, Crew 3, 4/4.
How much does it cost again?
Two mana.
2 CMC.
Okay. And Crews for 3.
I forgot what Crews is.
You can tap 3 creatures with 3 power, and it becomes a 4/4 artifact creature with vigilance
and flying.
And flying until end of turn.
There's another tidbit of this piece.
Let's hear it.
You can remove a loyalty counter from one of your planeswalkers
to crew it.
To crew it. So a lot of people are saying Tybalt is a good choice for this one.
No.
Because he's a 2-mana planeswalker and can be side by side. This finally gives me a use for Kaya.
No.
Wait, Kaya
just... Oh, you minus a flicker Kaya?
Yeah, minus a flicker Kaya. Minus a flicker Kaya.
Well, the problem is you can't do that on your turn, or on an opponent's turn to crew.
You may remove a loyalty counter from the planeswalker you control rather than paying hard crew on crew cost.
Oh, shit, so yeah.
You can do it on your your opponent's turn.
That seems really good.
Yeah, so anyone with high amounts of loyalty is going to be
great. Something like Jace the Mind Sculptor that pluses 2.
Yeah.
Seems really good.
Yeah.
Or if you have like some sort of proliferation schematic in your deck of some sort. What's the word that I use? Enroaching, no. The blue spell, the 5, whenever you cast a spell, proliferate.
I know which one you're talking about. You're thinking EDH.
Yeah, that's EDH played. But
still,
Heart of Karin will get yourself killed in EDH. He does nothing else except for be a 4/4 flying vigilance that can be easily crewed. I wonder if they're going to have more of these guys come out with the be able to remove loyalties.
I'm just wondering if we're going to get a removal spell that says destroy target artifact creature if there's a crewed, destroy all creatures crewing.
That would be pretty cool.
I think it would make for a little bit more complicated board state.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely will. They're also doing some more support for destroyed artifacts.
Yes.
So meaning we could actually get a type of thing where it destroys a lot of artifacts. So since now we have support for graveyard-based artifacts, they're probably going to make them easier to be destroyed right now.
New Tez
is the one that revealed for the dual deck.
Yeah, well, for the Planeswalker deck.
Yeah.
The Master of Metal.
Yep. For those people that have not read him yet, he is a 4 colorless, 4 of any, 4 of yes, generic. They understand, yeah. Blue-black. So 6 mana. He starts at 5 loyalty. You can plus 1 him to reveal cards from the top of your library until you reveal an artifact card. Put that card in your hand and the rest on the bottom of your library in any random order. So you just plus 1.
In a random order,
yeah.
Okay. That's a big difference.
But technically it's in any random order.
In random order.
Yeah. Either way, it's going to be a random order. So that will get... That's better than Bolas's plus one. Because you only look at top 5, and then you reveal any number. Well, this one actually says the first one you see, so you don't actually get a choice.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
That's why I like the Bolas.
Yeah, I do like Bolas in the backswing. You can also minus 3. Target opponent loses life equal to the number of artifacts you control. And... You can limit break for 8, gain control of all artifacts and creatures target opponent controls.
I still think that...
creatures?
Yeah.
Do they have to be artifacts?
No, just artifacts and creatures.
That's awesome.
It's really good in EDH.
So also, too, if you make this in Slattus...
You can grab everything.
You can grab everything.
I mean, I don't think it'll see EDH play, or Legacy play.
No, it's not Legacy playable.
I think it'll see Modern, though.
Yeah.
It'll more than definitely see
EDH. I mean, as a Modern play, what would you put him in? Your normal Tez deck?
Lantern Control.
Oh.
You already lock him out of the game.
Okay. That's another way to win, besides having to wait till you can cast Emrakul.
You don't worry about casting Emrakul. I mean, you also have Thopter Swords now.
Which of Johnny is the Planeswalker deck?
I don't know.
Maybe the one that's more brighter?
I mean, isn't one in Italian?
No.
Or are they both in English?
They're both in English right now.
Well, read off the first one, then.
We'll start with the Johnny, the Valiant?
Valiant.
That's the word, is Valiant. Protector. This is the Planeswalker one. This is the Planeswalker deck one. I don't know how to read Valiant, or how to spell Valiant. No, well, now I actually know how to spell Valiant.
You've got an edumacation, that's all.
Max is smart.
He is four green white. You can start. He starts with four loyalty. You can plus two to put two counter, two plus one counters on to on up to one target creature. So you just put two counters. You can plus one them to do what Tez does, but with a creature. So you reveal cards from the top of your library until you reveal a creature card. Put that one in your hand. The rest in the random order.
What? Minus 3?
Plus 1.
Oh, plus 1. Okay, so he only pumps up.
He only pluses up, except for his minus 11, which he starts with 4 loyalty. Good luck at
what
getting there.
Minus
11? Minus 11 is put X plus 1 plus 1 counters on target creature, where X is your life total. That creature gains trample until end of turn.
At minus 11,
the... Well, yeah.
At minus 11, you're going to be at 10 life.
Yeah.
At
most.
I don't like...
Especially at a 6 mana.
For a minus 11, it should be you win the game. Guaranteed.
Yeah. Yeah, it definitely should. Especially with the fact that he's 6 mana to cast.
Yeah.
So, let's do the math. Anyone who wants
six
to do the math... If you're
5... Well, he's a 6 drop, so on turn 6, he goes up to 5 loyalty. So you have 6 more turns.
Well, we can say...
Seven,
6 loyalty at the end of turn 6. Because he has a plus 2.
Okay, it is plus 2.
Oh.
Okay, I thought it was both plus 1, plus 1s.
No, it was plus 2 and plus 1.
Oh, yeah.
But...
Okay, that makes it a little better.
Yeah.
You plus 2 to put counters onto a target creature, which are generally usually killed.
Yeah.
That's your only protection for a Johnny, really.
Yeah,
especially at turn 6.
I mean, I don't see him being that good.
Again, this is why he's the Planeswalker deck.
And what's the other one?
The other one... is a Johnny Unyielding. Same cost to cast. Starts at 4 loyalty, just like the other one. Though his plus 2 is the same as the plus 1 on the other one, which is... Never mind. Sorry. I actually did this wrong.
Just
started reading
the card, Max.
My bad, people.
Don't compare.
This is why I usually just hand the phone to Nick. Starts at 4. Plus 2, reveal the top 3 cards of your library. Put all non-land permanent cards revealed this way into your hand in the rest of the binding library in any order.
Okay, that's not too bad.
No.
Kind of a build around me.
Yeah, I mean...
What's his next ability?
You can minus 2/2 Swords of Plowshares.
Okay, that's pretty good.
Okay.
He defends himself.
You might want to explain that to people?
To the people that don't know Swords of Plowshares, you exile a target creature, and you're... The controller of that creature gains life equal to its
power.
Okay.
Limit break is minus 9. Put 5 counters on each creature you control, and 5 5 loyalty counters on each other planeswalker you control.
Ooh.
So 5 counters to all your creatures, and 5 loyalties to all your planeswalkers.
That's pretty good. Bad.
Yep.
I mean, that's a nice limit break, but it just seems like a win more.
That is just a win more. Well, that's like an overrun at that point.
Yeah.
So nothing gains trampled.
Nothing gains trample, but at that point, if you're gonna minus 9 to put 5 counters on at least like three creatures
and two maybe a planeswalker or two, you're already winning.
Yeah.
Especially in my deck, my commander, but that's green white, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
Do you guys have a taste for dinner?
I had Jersey Mike's.
I had a carrot cake.
Okay, so I'm on my own.
And on technicality, yes.
I also got Swedish fish back here, but I'm not going to eat those now.
Those are not dinner.
So, what do you think about Yahin's Enterprise? We were talking about this like 2 seconds ago.
What's that?
Okay. It is...
Read it off.
Two colorless, double black, sorcery, all creatures get -3/-3 until end of turn. A lot like Anger of the Gods, deal 3 damage.
Yeah.
But this one costs one more because you may cast a card with converted mana cost 3 or less from your hand without paying its mana cost.
Ooh.
I mean, I know where everyone's saying it's going to go.
I mean, it would fit in... It would fit in,
Tez.
Not Tez. I forgot the name of the deck. Shardless. Pretty easily.
Everybody thinks it's going to be able to go into Shardless and maybe take the place of the main deck... Toxic Deluge?
I mean, I think it costs too much due to the fact... I mean, but you also won't cascade into it. You don't cascade into Deluge either.
Yeah, you don't cascade into Deluge either. I think that's going to see more play in a modern Grixis control.
Yeah.
It's like, wipe the board, cast my Ancestral Visions for free.
That actually would not be horrible.
That's one more. That's one.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Don't get too far ahead of yourself.
Hey, hey. Considering the conversation that we're having and how everybody kind of like...
I was not smart, but I still got paid off this week. I will not... Oh, yeah, I forgot to say, I will not be leaving Dolly.
Okay.
I was... Last Friday, I was given a job offer from M&W, and they offered me, like, 50 cents more.
Yeah.
So, I said I would accept it, and I went to hand in my resignation on Monday. Gave my 2 weeks notice, and I said, this is not an easy decision. I'm sorry for making it around this time of the year, because we just had a welder leave.
Yeah.
And I said, I'm willing to talk with Larry and Scott. No matter what, I'm going to give you guys the next 2 weeks best that I can, no matter what happens. And that was at 12:15 when I got off of lunch. Larry called me in at about 1:00 and said, hey, what's up? And I said, Larry, we gotta talk. I'm sorry for doing it this way. And 2.5 hours later, after I got done talking with Larry and Scott, they came back with a $2.50 raise.
Okay, that's pretty significant, yeah.
And after I get my aluminum cert, which will probably be next Thursday,
yeah,
another $2 raise.
Yeah.
Whoa. Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
That's what the benefits of being a welder is.
That people want you.
I mean...
Well, you just get paid a good amount.
This is the first job I've ever had counteroffer when I've handed in my notice.
Huh.
As I said, it was a hard thing to even consider leaving this place.
It's actually...
I loved it.
Well, again,
As I complain... about things.
Again, this is the first job you haven't had you've had better relations with your leaders.
Yeah. I mean, well, as I said, the job is, I've loved it as much as I've complained about things. Larry and Scott are doing their best to keep the business growing and keep everyone content. And it was not easy to consider it, but the only reason that I did was because I would be getting 50 cents more, and when I got my aluminum cert at M&W, I would be getting another $3 or $4 raise.
Yeah.
Well, Larry said, screw that, we want to keep you here.
Yeah.
So, he said, what would it take? And I said, I mean, what they're offering. And he goes, I'll do you better, and gave it to me. It's like, oh my God, Larry, I'm here. I called and haven't heard back from the place about giving my notice or not accepting the being able to start.
Alright, taking a pause. But also, too, Nick, if we have to tell you what the card is, that means that we need to tell someone else what the card is.
Yeah.
So it helps. It helps us in the cast way too.
I'd also like to know, like, what all the cards that are coming out are.
Well, that's why we read them.
No, I want to look through the list. That's what I mean.
there was that. Other than that, there was just a couple. There was a guy for 3 mana. You can tutor for a 3-drop artifact.
Yeah, I thought you would want that.
He costs 3 mana.
Yeah.
Screw that.
Why?
I'd rather pay 2 mana for a transmute.
Yeah, but it doesn't cost you an artifact then.
So? Usually what I'm sacrificing is acceptable to be sacrificed. It's very rare that I have to sacrifice.
With him and Tez, you can get Bridge, you can get Crucible.
It also goes to hand.
Yeah.
So meaning I have to recast it too.
Well, cast the artifact, yeah.
Yeah, so not only do I have to cast the tutor, I need to cast the artifact.
But
which
also
in Legacy
it gives you a dude to chump if you need it.
The dude on the ground.
It doesn't matter. It's a dude in the way.
Beyond that, that's 2 spells that can be countered. Or therapied.
I mean, I understand, but... And it's also you have Chalice on 1 to stop therapy.
Well, yeah. But then again, we have all these other counter spells beyond just the normal...
Yeah. I mean, I'm just trying to think what you can get that's a 3-drop with him.
Everything in my deck that isn't Barrier Scroll. That's my
an
artifact.
It's CMC3.
Yeah. Oh, CMC3 itself?
Yeah, not 3 or less.
Oh, I can get Incinerating Bridge. That's it.
Incinerating Bridge or
that's it.
Crucible.
I don't play Crucible in the main anymore.
Oh, I thought you did.
No, I dropped the Crucible out because... I dropped the Crucible to side.
Oh, okay. In case you get into the, against a Wasteland
deck. In case I get against a Wasteland deck. Even though I have enough basics that I'm not too worried about a Wasteland deck.
But that's only because you've cut the Wasteland package.
Yeah. Which has been helping me hedge my bets.
Were you doing that on purpose?
Yeah, he was. Oh, speaking of random crap that Nick pointed out, so my light went out again in my car.
Stop it.
So I just, I need to get a new wire. Yeah, I need to get a new wire harness.
Stop.
But, I'm sitting there on, I pulled up to your house, I'm like, oh shit, it came on. I'm like, oh, never mind, I left this light on. And I'm like, I pushed the button and then it turns on this one light. I'm like, oh yeah, yeah, it's off. Push it again. It's on again. It's off again. On,
so the button's reversed.
I was pushing my fog lights.
Oh. You kept making
things. And Nick is sitting there going, it's on, it's off, it's on, it's off.
Shut up!
It's on, it's off, it's on, it's on.
Oh my god.
And you, if you actually, if you looked any closer, you could see me pushing the button on the other side of the steering wheel.
I knew you were pushing a button. I didn't know that there was such thing as fog lights. Okay, I don't drive.
Yeah, you don't even know much about cars.
No. So why would I know that there was such thing as fog lights?
My stepdad, while he was in waiting before he had his surgery on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, was watching the Grand Tour.
Oh, wow.
Because I showed him the a couple of the episodes on last Saturday, or the Saturday of Thanksgiving, for Top Gear, reviewing their cars. And... he's like, oh my god, these guys are great. I gotta keep watching. I'm like, yeah, well, there's not too much on Netflix, but they started their own show, Grand Tour. I saw him on Wednesday. He's like, oh my gosh, I can't wait for the next episode on Friday.
Yeah. Actually, I haven't touched Netflix in a while. Are you guys doing the bullshit thing again where it will randomly shut off the Wi-Fi?
Mm-hmm. At times.
We're gonna get a new router at some point in the next week. But
is it your own router?
Or no, it's theirs.
Provided? Okay.
So we just walk in and go, we need a new one.
Yeah.
So it's not a bad. It's not like we're paying out of pocket to do this, but. All the downsides of having to rent a router is there's two flip sides of the coin.
That's what I say. Just go out and get your own.
Yeah.
$100 is good for 10 years.
What usually ends up happening with our routers is since they don't have a fan port, they overheat. So that's where we're losing most of our routers, is they're overheating.
Yeah, go out and get one of the higher end gaming ones. I went out and got one of the Asus N bands, and that thing's a beast. Oh my gosh, that thing just wants to keep going and going.
Yeah. But at the same time, we can go and replace ours for free for less than the cost. And just continuously replace them.
Yeah, but like my router, I can ride on my lawnmower my whole lawn and still have Wi-Fi perfectly.
Oh yeah, no, we can have Wi-Fi all the way up to our second neighbor's house. Well, not right now, because it's being fucked up and all that, but...
I've never had issues with my router.
We've always have. It's also a combination that we're not always on date with our payments.
It doesn't matter. They use the cheapest hardware, and literally inside of a year, I mean, how much are you paying per month rent?
$50? No, for rent?
On the modem.
Oh, on the modem.
The modem router.
The modem, I think we only put like $2 per payment.
And what about the router, though?
$2 per payment. The router itself is just $2.
Oh, it's a is it a router modem combo?
Yeah.
Oh, that's why they're garbage. Because they don't have any fans and they just overheat. You gotta get a separate modem and go out and get your own router.
Yep. Well, we actually have a router if I were to sit there and... Well, we have a Wi-Fi router. If I were to sit there and plug it in, it would probably work just fine. And just run mainline through the first one and then Wi-Fi off the other. But beyond that...
Anyways...
So, now, with Magic, back to Magic. There's a rules thing I wanted to bring up.
Okay.
Additional costs to cast.
Yep.
Because I've been on an X-Mage playing. I don't actually know if X-Mage has it wrong. or we've been doing it wrong. Now, initially when you taught me this, I thought it was the wrong way.
What is the scenario?
So, natural order was the card I was casting.
Okay.
And it has you sacrifice the creature before your opponent can counterspell.
Yeah. See, I don't know the Oracle text. I don't know if it's, like, transmute, or if
it
you have to sacrifice
says,
the creature at cast.
It says as an additional cost to cast.
So, yes, you do have to sacrifice the creature.
Transmute says the same thing.
No. Transmute doesn't. Because I've had to call a judge on it.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I'll have to check it.
No, transmute just has sacrifice and an artifact.
GW service weather. Severe weather.
Yeah, they're monitoring for the snowstorm coming tomorrow.
Oh, congrats.
Well, over the weekend, from what it sounds like.
Since when did we have snow warnings?
When people forget how to drive in the snow.
I was going to say, like, we live in Wisconsin. It's kind of...
Dude, last Sunday, I ended up having to go down to my mom's to print out my resignation.
Yeah?
I took this thing, the tracks.
Yeah?
Fuck, man, this thing's beautiful in the snow.
Oh, I got a funny story for my car.
Holy cow, I love this thing in the snow. I went over, hit St. Killian's, cleared the gym out.
Yeah.
Took Town Line, hit Veterans,
cleared
the gym out.
Well,
you also
all-wheel drive with new tires.
Yeah, but they're garbage tires. Yeah. These are the cheapest GM could get from the people.
Well, then, this is a very new model of vehicle. They ramped up their snow protection as well.
No, they didn't. This is the cheapest. But, like, the only thing I didn't like was turning the traction control off. It tells me when my tires are spinning, and it flashes at you.
Yeah, it does the same with my car.
Oh, that's annoying.
Put a piece of tape over it.
No.
No, on Sunday... I decided that we should go get pizza again, because it was a half-off deal.
Okay.
And there was nothing else we could decide to eat. So I got back from shopping with my aunt, which is why I got a new sweatshirt and a new shirt right now. But beyond that, we got back, and it just started to actually snow. And me and my buddy were going back and forth, doing this, that. And then we're like, all right, let's go get pizza.
From Domino's?
Yeah, from Domino's. Should we order carry out, or are you okay with me driving in this? He's like, dude, it's a question if you're okay with driving. I'm like, no.
He did not know what he was getting himself into, did he?
It's really gonna be, are you okay with me driving in this? Okay. He's like, yeah, dude, I'm fine. So...
At the end of the ride, he was not.
Oh, he learned really quick, actually. Going up my hill... You've been there like once.
Yeah.
But I have to go up a hill around a turn, and then there's one sharp turn.
Yeah.
Which this place doesn't get plowed as often. So there's getting up and out of where I live is a trick.
In the snow.
Especially when you have to do an almost 90-degree turn right at the end of it.
Well, 90-degree turn going uphill.
Going uphill. At the steepest point. I mean, with my previous cars, I've just hit the e-brake and got around the turn just fine. Which is what I did with this car too. Did about the same thing, except for this one
is a shorter wheelbase.
Actually, the wheelbase is longer than the Saab's, I think.
No,
by about 2 inches.
You're a two door. That was a four door. No way.
Either way,
is that a longer wheelbase?
Either way, well, it's wide, longer than my OZ Rally, which that thing went spun around in circles. Beyond that. I need to at least minimal rotate my tires, beyond the fact I had to get new tires. Because when I'm trying to turn, I still continue to go straight.
Well, one, you're probably going way too fast.
No, actually, this time I was only going about 10 miles an hour. Trying to get up the hill.
This time. Keywords. I mean, what you need to do, Max, is take a penny and put it in your tire treads.
Oh, no, I know I need new tires.
Do you see Abe's chin? Yes, yeah. You do. Time to get new fucking
tires. Yeah, no, I know I need to get new tires, and beyond the minimal, just swapping the fronts and backs. So I'd rather be going the direction I want to go than not going the direction I want to go.
The only problem with just swapping, you're changing your super slick tires from the front where you get your traction to the rear, which will spin out on you.
Okay, I have front wheel drive.
Yeah, and your rear tires will still want to slide out.
I would rather have them slide out than and be turning than not be turning and going into a ditch.
So slow the fuck down.
Yeah, well, I wasn't going actually that quick. But beyond that, we can continue going into the fact. I turn and go down Drummer's Hill.
Okay.
And I'm going, hey, 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 it's snowing out. I wonder how soon this year someone's going to run into those signs up there. And it's the signs at the end of the turn.
And in the trailer park?
No. Down Drummer's Hill. Path Anthony's almost in Lake Geneva.
Oh, okay.
Down that big hill.
Yeah, going down
the 45.
By Covenant Harbor?
Yeah. Okay. And I was only doing about 30 miles an hour when I was doing this.
Somebody slid right past you into it?
No.
Oh.
You did?
I get there, and I'm slowing down, and I'm starting to turn, and my car continues going straight. I'm like, oh, shit. And my buddy's like, apparently, it's 20 seconds if you don't slow the fuck down. I'm like, yeah. I ended up just hitting the A-brake and getting the fuck back on the road. I turned it sideways and got it all back under control. But, yeah, so that was the first time that time.
The first time.
We went, got to Domino's just fine. Everything just fine. Got back and up the hill just fine.
Going down the hill in the trailer park?
No, before that. They didn't plow the road. They only plowed the inner road, not the outside road at this time. So when I need to turn into my trailer park, I went through snow.
Honing.
At which my car was like, oh, let's just keep going straight. I'm like, oh shit, going straight, hit the brake again, turn sideways, I get it finally going back straight again, the buddy's like, you know you came about 1 inch away from a pole and about 4 feet away from that person's mailbox? I'm like, yeah, I know, I probably need new tires, and, yeah, and this was me turning into my trailer park, which when I turned into my trailer park, I got sideways into my trailer park and just slid right off the road. I even had to turn my tire straight so I could pull myself forward a couple inches so I didn't run into our stop sign. Which then when I got into the ditch, I bumped up and came about 3 inches away from our decorative signs.
Oh gosh. Wow. See, this is an omen that Max either needs to slow down and get new tires. Or both.
I think
Max just needs to get off the road.
So.
Because those were decent tires when he got the car.
Oh, yeah.
And now they're garbage after him tearing it up over the summer, trying to be a dragster.
Well, that I didn't know how decent the tires actually were when I bought the vehicle.
The tires were good.
So, no. That was my event of learning how my vehicle drives in the snow. And it's my buddy learning three reasons why you want me to drive in the snow.
I got done printing off, went and put gas in this thing, went home, and Fiona was awake, and I had promised her if she took a good nap, we'd go play out in the snow, so we ended up making that snowman.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw it on Facebook, too.
Did you see the video I posted?
About a couple of it. I noticed you had pictures, and I was like, oh, okay.
I'll play the video when we get to Extreme. You'll die. But,
why?
You'll get a laugh, Nick.
Did you knock it down on purpose?
No, it's her singing.
Oh.
But,
she's singing Let It Go.
No, probably do you want to build a snowman, but beyond that.
No. We ended up going into my backyard where the neighbor's tree came down.
Yeah.
And it was sticking to everything. Well, we decided to crawl underneath the tree. And Fiona is, Daddy, keep following me. Daddy, keep following. I'm like, hey, Fiona, you want it to snow really heavy? She goes, yeah. So I hit the tree. Woof. I just covered her in snow.
Wow.
Lily was behind me, just dying of laughter as she's covered in snow.
Oh, and then, alright, going back to that rules question. With Mox Diamond, have we been doing that wrong?
No, I've always asked. Mox Diamond, does it resolve?
And then you've discarded the land?
Yes.
But it's also an additional cost to cast.
No, it's not. It's Oracle 2 when it enters the battlefield.
Oh, okay. So that means that X-Mage does have that wrong.
It has an additional cost
before it hits the field. For Mox Diamond. But Natural Order is a different one. Mm-hmm. So that's additional cost to gas.
Yeah, that one. So. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's that.
So I was just wondering if we were doing that wrong or not. That was what I wanted to bring up.
Well, it's perfectly fine, because, I mean, as you can say, apparently some judges don't know additional costs because of the Thali attacks.
Yeah. Well, again, that's why when you see cards saying pay without its mana cost, there's a reason for that.
Yeah.
Because it's saying mana cost, not without paying for its cost.
Now that makes sense with Thalia. Because it's an additional cost to get.
Yep.
Not a mana cost. Ah. I finally made the official connection to it. I understood
it. There you go.
But I just finally made the official connection. So that's pretty cool. You still have Infect build?
Yeah.
Okay. I just brought up Infect. Since now you have a chance to talk about it. Since you didn't talk about it last week.
Well, I couldn't talk about it. I wasn't with you last week.
I know.
Anyways, Infect has been a ridiculous deck. When we just had it Gauntlet proxied up, I was probably 90% win ratio.
With Infect.
The deck is insane.
Yeah.
Now, since I've actually built it up and kind of tailored it to my play style, wow. 2 games in a row last week against you, Max?
It wasn't in a row. Well, actually, yes, it was in a row.
Yeah,
they're just very long in its games.
Yep. Max was decided to play his red-white painter versus me on Infect, and he got out early bridges.
And this is in sideboardy games.
Well, no, the first one was straight up.
First one was straight up?
Yeah, the second one was sideboard.
Last week we were there, and I realized that we had accidentally set it in some stuff at the end of the
I wasn't on bug. I was on painter.
Oh, never mind. Yeah. That was bug. Yeah.
But he hid behind a bridge, and I just kept sculpting my hand.
Which I realized what you were doing after
I killed you.
Yeah.
Because you weren't being proactive enough. I had the time to do it.
Well, again, I couldn't be proactive. I have a red-white deck that has no cantrips beyond a Smuggler's Copter, which can't swing with its hearing bridge.
But at one point, I swung for 38.
It was 38 the first time.
38 trample with a Noble Hierarch, and he blocked with a Smuggler's Copter.
Which I was hoping to find the Red Blast.
And 35 made it through to kill him.
Yeah.
The second game was kind of the same, except that Max didn't have a blocker. And I was able to swing for 58.
No, it was 40s.
Or 48.
45.
No, it had to be even. To be even. Because it was double high arc, so there's 2. Quad invigorate, that's 4, 8, 12, 16, 18. A become immense makes it 24.
And then plus the 2/2 hexproof thing?
No, that
was the first one. I tried to kill it.
That was the first one.
Oh.
And then it was the berserk to make it 48.
Yeah.
Squish that cockroach. Squish. It was kind of funny because I was bragging, like, holy shit, I'll never be able to do this kind of swing again with a Noble Hierarch. Next turn, I do better.
Well, next game, you did better. This is also I sided out. I was trying something. When I sided, I removed all but one Grindstone.
Which went to Rip Helm?
I didn't even go to Rip Helm. I just went straight to Self Elemental Beatdown.
Oh, that's what you were hoping for?
Yep.
I still don't understand switching to that because you can't get past the bridge.
Well, I mean,
you have to have 4 cards in hand, which allows any of my Infectors to get through.
Well, your Infectors don't live if there's a Sulfur Elemental on the field.
If it resolves, it will resolve if it lives.
Yeah, if it lives, your Infectors don't live. Beyond that. And then I didn't, again, I can have an Astarion Bridge in hand while beating you down with stuff. It's like,
yeah, but trying to rely on Sulfur Elemental kills when you are playing a prison deck.
Well, again, I was going to prison you out with Sulfur Elemental. I was trying to. Again,
it doesn't work.
I started my sentence I was trying out a sideboard against Infect.
Well, yeah. Last week, I think I got home from being down at Extreme with you guys, and by 12:30 I was asleep. Then I had to I took Alicia to work, went and picked up my cousin, my nephew Tyler, and brought him home. Hung out until 1 o'clock when Alicia got off, and then we picked her up. She got grocery shopping done. Tyler had never played Call of Duty with a 5.1 surround sound.
Really?
Yeah, he had never heard surround sound or anything like that.
He hasn't worn like headphones either?
No. No, he just plays on the TV speakers with his dad.
Wow.
So.
Yeah, that's a different experience.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the ability to hear your opponent walk up on you.
Yeah.
And which direction is a big game changer with those games.
We were doing one-on-ones with sniper rifles.
Yeah.
Same idea.
No, it's not.
Not really. But beyond that.
Because all you hear is, bam, from the 50 caliber, and he's dead.
Come on, Bob.
It was great. Because at first he's trying to machine gun me, and it's like, yeah, you ain't going to get close enough to be able to aim when I got a sniper rifle. Then he started to play snipers, too. He got pretty damn good by the end of it. I mean,
oh, yeah.
Instead of me winning, like, 10-2, he was getting up to, like, 7 kills with his sniper
rifle. I think he started realizing where the hell you were sitting.
No.
Nope. And
nope. He has that snap shoot.
Oh, he can do the quick... He can do,
He can pretty much do no scopes.
Yeah, 120 no scopes.
But, I mean, like, Tyler, keep practicing. You're ever good. And I told him, next time he comes to spend the night, talk to his dad about bringing the PlayStation 3. We'll put him on my computer monitor with headphones, and I'll play on my TV. Or he can play on the 5-point surround. I'll take it into the bedroom, and we'll play, so that way he can't look at my screen.
Yeah.
We'll see how he does then.
It does make a big difference.
Yeah, screen peeking makes a huge difference.
But we ended up just staying at home all night, pretty much. About 7:30, I took Fiona, Michaela, and Tyler. Well, Michaela got dropped off by about 4:35. And we just decided not to go to the Christmas parade. But we went out and did Christmas lights. We went and hit Grand Geneva.
Okay. Yeah.
And I did not realize, or I did, but at the time, holy cow, Grand Geneva is loaded with Pokemon.
Oh, I never really looked.
I just sat my phone down and just pretty much did 35 the whole way through. Going there and back, I hatched 2 2K eggs.
Oh, wow.
Caught 2 Squirtles and a Bulbasaur while I was back there.
I mean, it is a tourist spot, so...
Yeah, it was...
Niantic could have it set that way.
It was really good.
Yeah. At the same time, I've stopped playing Pokemon Go.
I know, but they're getting ready for Gen 2.
I might start playing again in Gen 2 for a little bit, but...
Well, now since they've added restrictions on stops, like, if you're going more than 20 miles an hour, you can't swipe a stop.
Oh.
You actually have to be at walking speed. Which is annoying.
Yeah, and yeah, all these things that the players liked back in the beginning.
That they have to change because of safety.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the game is still fun, and now since you actually get variable spawns instead of just a whole crap ton of Pidgeys and Rattatas.
Oh, they actually finally fixed that?
Oh, yeah. I caught a Ditto.
Okay. Yeah, I noticed that. You posted it on Facebook.
No, I didn't.
Oh, from where you posted it?
Ooh.
I saw you.
One of my friends caught, and I was talking with him. You might have seen that.
Oh.
But no, Thursday morning, I woke up to our normal single Rattata in the backyard.
Oh.
And I just use it to get my daily catch. Because they give you daily catch, daily Pokestops.
Well, they finally, right before I stopped playing, they finally started spawning in where I live.
Yeah. But I caught it, and the Ditto animation, it'll appear as the Rattata, but as soon as you catch it, it'll say, gotcha, and then an O will pop up as the ball is shaking. Well, I signed into my wife's account, Rattata popped up, so I caught it. Sure enough, it was a Ditto, so she was partially awake. I walked over, and I'm like, dear, I hope you love me, because you're going to give me a lot of love tonight, because she's been looking. She's like has no Pokeballs because she just tries to catch everything.
Yeah.
Like, she's the same level as I. I'm sitting on 115 Ultra Balls.
Mm-hmm.
She has 3. Huh. Right. She's been trying to... She caught everything thinking it was a Ditto.
And then it turned out this little Rattata that was a daily of yours.
Yeah, well... Turned out to be... Just the my normal morning catch turned out to be the Ditto. And I caught it for her.
That is funny.
You didn't even get the glory, and it wasn't what she was looking for. Double negative.
Well, I really thought about just going to work and not catching the Ditto for her, but she would have been angry at me. I'll be nice.
And or you just don't tell her about it until she finally notices it.
I thought about doing that, too, but...
Just name it Rattata. Like I did to
Stevens, yeah.
Yeah, I did that. I don't know if you heard about that, but...
We went one night over to Gray's Lake to hit Pokestops. And Steven's driving, trying to swipe. Well, Max's like, give me your phone, you're going to hit something. And on the way back, Max...
No, Steven requested that I take his phone to catch Pokemon.
Yeah. Oh. Well,
Max, I actually hit Pokestops.
Yeah. That. And Max started catching random Pokemon and renaming them to something else.
Why? So I think I caught, like, a Weedle and named it You're Welcome. So it went to the bottom of this thing. I caught an Eevee and named it Sparrow. And I caught a Sparrow and named it Eevee. And then I think I caught another Weedle before he was like, you do that again, I'll kick you out of my car.
Yeah.
How did he know you were renaming them?
Because Max was telling him he's doing
I'm sitting right here and he's driving.
Yeah.
I'm literally sitting right next to him.
Oh.
Yeah, I sat in the back seat of a 2-door Honda Accord.
Which apparently Bob did not like at all.
Well, I thought Steven might be a decent driver. Oh my god, I was getting so motion sick. Because he was so jerky and twitchy. Like, oh my god.
So Nick, you actually plan on playing Legacy this time?
Possibly.
I mean, you said last time you were going to try and mainstream some Legacy.
Well, I mean, just go down and have fun. Yeah. That's what matters.
Yeah.
It doesn't really.
The only thing is, I'm better at Commander. And I have more experience in Commander.
Could you do one thing? Make sure you win every game against Steven so he can't get the promo.
He already has Steven. The promo.
I know, he already has the promo. It's funny.
Steven.
Katie's fiance?
Oh, was that the guy that I got mad at last week?
Yep.
Oh, you got mad at him?
Not really mad, but we just kind of started arguing.
He didn't like the fact that he had a proxied C-Bar Muse. Because he couldn't, Nick can't find a C-Bar Muse.
And Steven got upset about that?
Yeah. And I'm just like, seriously, it's not like it's a Chrome. It's not like one of the Moxes or a Black Lotus or a Lotus Petal. Like, it's
Hold on. There's a big price difference there comparing Moxes and Lotus to a Lotus Petal.
Oh, well, I said Ore. Okay.
Yeah, but
I
was saying Lotus Petal's only like $5.
Same difference, but.
No, it's not.
I know there's.
Black Lotuses are 10 grand?
Minimal. I thought it was like 30.
Well, Alpha
As
beta.
I said, 10 grand minimal.
Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry. It's not like it's a Mox.
It's not a mana crypt. It's not a mana duels or something.
Oh, yeah, it's not a duel or a mana crypt.
It's not like it's a power card.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, power is banned in Commander.
Power 8.
Well, the problem is that Steven is a super spiky player. He is all about winning, not about having fun.
Yeah.
Even we always, if you ever talk to him, he just kind of has his own mythical world. I don't know if you noticed that.
I
can't. Where everything goes well.
I noticed that.
Everything is well. Nothing goes wrong.
Everything is awesome.
That's what the ringtone, you should change his ringtone to if you actually had his number.
I only have Katie's number.
So you get Steven's just so you can change it.
Just message Katie and be like, you should set this for Steven's ringtone.
Just play it.
You should like find like a song that says everything is awesome when I'm by myself or something like that.
Have you seen Lego Movie?
Yeah, I know. I have. How do you think I know that song?
I mean, you're a kid.
I'm 18. I'm a kid.
Well, you're a kid. Physically, you're 18.
Mentally,
you might be about 12.
I mean, Nick, comparative six. To Bob, you're a baby.
Yeah. Yes. Mentally, I'm like 6. But a very, very, very smart 6-year-old. When it comes to being immature.
Oh, I think I'm going to get pizza at Taco Bell for dinner, so...
Alright, we'll just chill.
I'll just get it to the drive-thru.
Alright.
We'll just do sign-offs now, since we're almost there.
Well, I mean, our sign-off is the things will be in the show notes, because we got tired of saying.
Hold on, you don't fucking redline an engine. But it's cold.
What? Just start blasting the dogs out.
No.
I wonder. Just wonder.
What?
Oh, holy shit, it's fucking 19 degrees out.
Yep. I'm just gonna stay home tomorrow. Hooray for wanting to not have to work tomorrow.
Are you working tomorrow? No, I'm not.
For once?
Well, I mean, I was supposed to, but I'm like, I have stuff going on Saturday. And can I just work overtime during the week? And then I hear, oh, we got 10 inches coming in on Saturday. I'm like, I am glad I took off of work.
Yeah.
Especially when I have to drive from Lake Geneva to Whitewater.
Oh. Sounds like fun.
And in the snow.
Next. For close to 2 years, I was driving to Kenosha. In rain, snow, sun, whatever the nature wanted to throw at me, I drove there. And I made it on time without crashing ever.
Oh, God.
Without ever. But then again, you're,
well, you're on that streak. And spun out my sub going into work.
Exactly reinforcing what I just said to Bob.
The only time I ever had a close call was in a snowstorm, and a trucker didn't realize that the exit of 94 to 158 by the dog park, didn't realize that it was two lanes and tried to cut me off.
Oh.
He was in the far left, and he thought it was a single lane, and he tried to go, so I fucking put my car into the shoulder to get past him without him fucking shearing the roof of my car off.
I don't know. I almost hit a deer again this morning.
And that's exactly why Bob isn't driving us.
Well, actually, it doesn't really effectively stop the deer running in front of your car.
A deer can run in front of anybody. You just have to be slow and going slow enough.
I was referring to the whole conversation before that.
I'm lost.
Yeah.
You lost me, Nick.
Good.
All's better that way.
Bye. Okay. And ducks are brown, right? Ducks are brown? Cool.
The sky is green?
No.
The sky is blue?
Ducks are actually brown, though.
The sky is only blue because it reflects off the ocean.
Another fun fact. Blue eyes aren't actually blue.
What?
There's no blue pigment in your eyes, in blue eyes.
Cool.
That's all the way the prism effect of light. Are
brown eyes not brown?
No, they're definitely brown.
Trust me, they're brown. I have brown eyes, brown hair. I'm full of shit. All the way up to here.
What does that say about me? Is that how I go rolling and shit when I was a baby? Ooh.
You better cut that part off.
Why?
I do not want people saying they're racist. I mean, there's already been one podcast cut from MTG Cast this week.
Why?
Really? Magic and Hash?
Oh.
Yeah. They got cut. Literally, because they posted why isn't our episode, and there's a whole thing on the Facebook group about it.
Oh.
Like, they put out the numbers for November, I think it was, and I can't get it to open on my computer. So I don't know how many downloads we actually got.
Do we have any comments left?
I have not looked.
Was that something you guys put up?
No, MTG Cast, the people who host our podcast.
Yeah.
On their RSS, they put up the download numbers for each cast, and like Leaving a Legacy was one of the top five, if I remember correctly.
Well, again, they're a highly followed group.
But that's one reason I wish I could make it to Kentucky. I want to go hang out with those guys again.
I'm leaving to Kentucky soon.
When?
I don't know, just soon. Honestly, I'm leaving for a place called Job Corps.
Okay.
And they are located in all over the U.S., but the one I'm going to is in Kentucky. The easiest way to describe it is a good college for people wanting to start a career.
Oh, okay. So kind of like a higher education?
Yeah. Kind of. Where not really it? College, but it's like...
Where is it located?
Kentucky.
Where in Kentucky? Kentucky's a big state.
I can't exactly remember, though.
You know like that gas station down by the gas station down by the lake?
Next to the
potted tree?
You know the van down by the river?
Anyways, eventually, Max, you should probably request to be part of the MTG Cast on Facebook, just so you can get that downloaded and looked at, see if we actually have any number of downloads. Magic and Hash was removed, because I listened to their first episode, and they were kind of funny, but they were definitely not family appropriate.
Yeah. We get borderline.
Yeah. borderline.
Borderline.
We've never been had anybody say you guys are highly offensive. It's, hey, you guys are kind of getting off topic.
That's, yeah, not surprising.
It's going to happen. We're still trying to find out how we want this cast to go.
Yeah.
I don't know which podcast it was, but I saw somebody tweet there was a podcast that had less than 10 episodes that was already trying to get a Patreon going.
Oh. Well, we just had 20 last week.
Yeah, I mean, as I say, I'm not looking to put any money into this or make money off of it.
Yeah,
we already tell enough stories and stuff that we just decided to record it.
And most of the time it involves magic sometimes.
Oh, that's where that gun shop is.
Oh.
I didn't even know that's what they were building right there.
Bella's bouncing. What the heck is that?
You use your imagination.
Is that like a horse shop?
It's a magic shop.
What? Is that the shop where the magic happens?
Yes.
I'm so confused though. Is it literally like an adult store?
Probably.
Is that it's a place where you can buy bouncy balls?
Yes.
Child appropriate. Yeah.
Last, except for the last conversation.
Has anybody watched Parks and Rec?
Nope.
No.
Chris Pratt plays Star-Lord.
Yeah.
Plays
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah. He plays a character in Parks and Rec.
Oh.
And at one scene, they're talking about comeback stories.
Oh, wow. We've already gone over this on the cast.
Seabiscuit, the Mighty Ducks. And he raises his hand, and they point to him, and he goes, Kim Kardashian? Huh? Well, she got come on her back in the store in the video. Oh my god! I saw that clip today. It popped, or this week it popped up on my random YouTube views. It's like, oh my god, I could watch that forever. Just the way that people react to it.
She got come on her back. Oh my god!
I've done that joke sitting there at the freaking lunch table, and they're like, "Huh? Like you never heard that joke before?"
I'm gonna have to use that now.
Nick, do you make sure you have your seatbelt on?
It's on.
Okay.
Are you just saying you can't see it?
No, it's because I have a car that's been sitting exact length from my bumper the whole time since we've turned on to 83.
Oh. So you're afraid that it's just gonna.
It actually does seem like it could be an option.
Yeah, I mean,
beyond
he's sitting right at that perfect to be able to get the...
Especially with the way the lights are.
Yeah. Especially, he's staying perfect distance to read the plate.
Are you thinking it's a cop?
I mean, he's acting like it. Probably
it's
not.
It's just like a stupid driver.
No, it's not.
Oh.
Another thing you gotta cut from the cast.
Hold on, I already planned on cutting it when I said it.
That's awesome. It's just I was laughing.
Yeah, I don't know what to talk about. I'm tired.
I mean, I practiced up Storm.
And just dirtled.
I mean, yeah, that's kind of like until you start finding out the lines, you are just gonna dirtle.
I was gonna say you gotta solitaire the deck first.
I got wrecked in Commander. I also wrecked like three people at once then too.
Well, you play Maelstrom Wanderer. What do you expect?
Well, can I tell you what happened today?
Sure.
Yeah. So it's about magic, isn't it?
Yeah. So, I don't exactly remember my exact board state, but I remember having Seedborn Muse, which allows me to tap everything at the beginning of each player's untapped step that I control, each permanent.
Yeah, we know what cards do, usually.
Okay, I'm okay, fine.
And then I had Leyland of Anticipation, which
what is that?
And I had Elvish Piper out.
So every turn you were just cheating big guys in.
Yeah, and then I also had three Planeswalkers. I had Nissa, Kiora, and Aralzarek. I had Inexorable Tide. And then I also had Arcanus the Omnipotent out. So I was just drawing, untapping and drawing even more, placing everything out, getting Ralzeric and Nissa and Kiora huge. Waiting for them to end their turn, doing the same thing over and over again. Then when it got back to my turn, I ulted Ralzeric. He had still had four counters left, so he had 12 on him when I started. When I ulted him, and then I got two extra turns. At that point, I had also drawn Overwhelming Stampede or something like that.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
How the heck did anybody let you get out of control like that?
I don't know. But they were all trying to stop me, but they all lost. But I would have had enough just to take an... to ult him again at the end of those second turn, and then had the Delve take an extra turn. So, yeah, no matter what, they were going to lose that game, but it was... I was pretty proud of myself.
Well, again, as I said when I walked up, the moment Aurel's there, Galt's, and you get at least one more turn, usually people scoop.
But I would have had, like, six.
Especially when someone obviously has the wards to do.
But it was fun.
No, and then when I played my commander game, I realized my favorite card in my deck is Mana Crypt. Because it kills me so much quicker. Then, freaking... Steven's like, oh, man, I got to help you kill... I had to help kill you. I'm like, dude, I had a Toxic Delusion hand. If I wanted to die at any point, I could have died.
Yeah, well, Steven's the bragger.
Yeah.
He wants to be the man to do everything.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, you've seen how pissed off he got when I took over games and just smashed everybody, and how he just
yeah.
was so upset and trying second guess, saying you did it wrong. Oh
my god.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I have three proxies. Leyline, I have Sigmar Muse, and I have one that I didn't do. I don't even think. Oh, it was Mana Reflection. I didn't even play that any of my games today, but he got so mad because I had proxy, and he's like, what if I proxy Mirsha, whatever faces, Workshop? And I'm just like, there's a huge difference right there.
I mean, proxy Mirsha's Workshop, see how much that helps you.
Yeah, I know, but it's $1,000 versus $22 or $25 worth of cards.
Yeah.
He has one card. I have, like, three that are worth 25.
Well, but that's Steven.
Yeah.
That's just the way that he is. It's why I try not to even really play games with him, much less talk too much with him, because he doesn't get the point of things.
Yeah, I think I'm just done with him now.
It's not that I'm done with him. It's I would rather just sit and let him talk and minimally interact with him, because he doesn't listen.
I'm not good at ignoring people. So in order for me just to, ignore somebody, I have to ignore their entire being, not just ignore what they're saying.
Well, it's easy once you learn how to do it. I mean, when we were trying to get Steven and Katie into Legacy,
mm-hmm.
Steven wanted to play a Glass Cannon Goblin Charbelcher deck.
Mm-hmm.
It's literally meant to kill everybody on turn one who doesn't have a Force of Will.
Okay.
And
the one with a Bloodstone Colossus and...
No.
No.
Okay.
Steven didn't get the idea of you need to pretty much play the deck on your own to be able to learn it.
Okay.
And he kept trying to change the deck, and finally it's like, I'm not going to help you. If you're not going to listen, you don't seem to understand how the deck works.
Then when he changed it, he got mad that he wasn't winning?
Well, nobody would play with them. Because everybody knew they were going to beat him. I mean, there was one time where... What did we play? Like, I think we played 8 games in a row. and he never was able to kill me because his deck became so inconsistent, it didn't perform for him. Ah.
That, and when you're playing a deck that either wins 1, 2, or 3,
yeah,
either you win 1, 2, or 3, no one wants to play against you, or your opponent gets you every single game. That, and I play prison decks, so decks like that kind of meh.
Well, the glass cannon deck you shrug off because you just go Chalice or Transfer and walk away.
Good game, guys. Good game. Go away. Good game. I mean, of course, obviously I need a turn, and they can go off on turn one or two, but shit happens.
But even then, like, with Steven playing 5th edition Dungeons & Dragons, he ran his own 5th edition campaign, and when he came up to play 1st edition with us, wouldn't shut up about 5th edition. And we haven't played 5th edition, or 1st edition, since.
Mm-hmm.
Because I just don't want to deal with him trying to yell over me.
Does not sound like fun.
Ah, shit.
What?
That means if I'm not doing anything tomorrow, then it gives me a reason to be at the freaking birthday party.
Birthday party.
One of the bartenders at the... Silver has a birthday tomorrow.
So instead of driving to work, you're gonna drive and go get drunk at the bar?
No.
I don't actually else drive.
I don't actually drink to get drunk at bars.
It's too expensive.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I'll drink while I'm there. If I end up drunk from all the drinking, then yeah, but I don't go in there with a plan to get drunk.
And not worth it with 12 inches of snow coming.
No, it's not. Not at all.
Oh.
But my father's is only 5 minutes up the road, so at the same time.
Yeah, not worth the risk.
I still wouldn't say.
Freaking Tony called me. He was wondering if I wasn't doing anything. He wanted help getting his plow installed for tomorrow. Sorry, Tony. I really don't feel like working out in the cold.
I don't know, I might wait for a time in which they aren't really plowing my area and then go do some spins around my area.
I mean, if you actually get up tomorrow, Max, rotate your tires.
Yep, it requires 2 jacks to rotate tires.
Yeah?
I don't have 2 jacks.
Pull the one out of the back of your brother's car.
I don't think we have that one.
Grab the one out of the back of your mom's car.
She might have hers. Well, also, too, I just thought about the idea of just jacking it up, putting a cinder block on the one.
Yeah, you could do that. Put cinder block under your rear axle or something.
Yeah. I could totally get away and do it that way. That would work, too.
Just gotta do it carefully. Oh, they're blowing snow.
The downside is that I live on a hill, so... trying to get to level ground is really tricky.
Is that Alpine?
No. That's Wilmot.
Oh, wait. Yep. Yeah, it is. It's 17 degrees on 12, 10, 12.
Yes, we can read the screen, Nick.
What?
We can read the screen.
So I was playing Bug in the Ice.
Against, in fact, just, against Painter, kinda,
I mean, it's because I sit down and explain what you kinda need to do and where you screw up your turns.
Well, yeah. But it was just kinda like... It's been a while since I played...
It's been a while!
What?
Okay. Never
mind. I don't know why, but I'm not terribly tired.
Because you're hopped up on Swedish fish.
And that powdery stuff you got from the Sour Patch Kids.
No, I actually didn't really eat much of that.
So how was he doing with Bugging the Ice, since apparently you have more to talk about?
He misplayed it quite a bit.
Yeah, I know. I don't know.
Not to be mean to Nick, but he was more in the commander zone.
Yeah.
Welcome to the commander zone.
I mean, the commander zone is, as I say, nobody wants to play on anybody else's turn.
Yeah.
I watched Berger literally play like 4 or 5 instants on his turn instead of waiting. I watched Nick play instants on his turn in Legacy instead of waiting.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I've kind of gotten into that mindset. The commander is kind of...
Well, it has your attention. It's going to.
Yeah.
But, like, Mex doesn't know that Signal of the Client is an instant.
Yeah. I mean, there are multiple times at which I will cast an instant spell, resolve it, pass the turn, and then sit there and go, hey, Brainstorm's an instant spell, isn't it? Everyone nods, and I go,
okay.
Could have done that later, because shouldn't I?
Yeah, you should have done it. Yes, and so.
When did he play Signal of the Clans?
I was doing...
A year ago.
Yeah, Marath Tiny Leaders. Yeah.
And he, like, 3 games in a row just cast Signal of the Clans on his turn.
Yep. I forgot it was an instant.
And then finally I looked at him like, Max, you know that's an instant, right? He goes,
That's so, why if you roll randomly search through all my stuff, there's RTFC sleeves.
Yes, I bought him the RTFC sleeves for his Titan Leader.
Because of Signal of the Clans?
Yep.
And there's those random instances of where I don't realize I could do something at a different time.
It took him probably a good 6 months to realize that a light tutor was an instant.
I kind of knew it was an instant. I just kept on casting at the wrong time.
I still thought it was funny today when you go, Enlightened Tutor. It's like, yeah, let it resolve. Surgical Extract your Red Blast. Make you shuffle it away.
Yeah, that one kind of sucked. Oh, that one sucked.
That was a blast.
I was just like, well, that's one use for Surgical Extraction that no one ever thought of. Well, probably some people have, but never really realized. No, I think Jackson Probe over Surgical Extraction in Bugging the Ice, I'd rather play Surgical Extraction.
I'd rather play a good deck. I'd rather also play 4 Abrupt Decays when you're playing Bug Colors.
I forget what I put in that it doesn't run 4 Abrupt Decay. Maybe I'm running 3 Ponder. That's why I don't run 4 Abrupt Decay.
It should be that way. So, I did not get a high score with Impact tonight.
No. I think you always just got lethal.
But I did get lethal against Storm.
Yeah.
And that was on turn 3.
It wasn't through a bridge, unfortunately. Sounds as amazing, you didn't have to go through a bridge.
to get through a bridge, you can pump it up after you declare attack, right?
Yeah.
That's where a hierarchy actually works.
Because it has 0 toughness when it's declared as an attacker.
0 attack, you mean?
0 power.
If it was 0 toughness, it'd just be dead.
But because of Exalted, it becomes a 1/2 at least when it attacks.
And then you just bump it up.
Well, like against Max, I just went 4 invigorates, become immense, and then a berserk.
And it's because I couldn't find...
Berserk, do double it?
Doubles, target creature gains +X/+0, where X is its current power, and gains trample. At the end of turn, sacrifice.
That's mostly the time where people just disease to win.
I mean, it is that final pump spell to damage.
Yeah.
Most of the time, it's Invigorate doing the killing.
Yeah. Cause like when I did a turn two today with Infect, it was Invigorate Berserk.
Yeah. With a higher cup.
No, it was a Pendulhaven. No higher.
Yeah, yeah, it was Pendulhaven.
It was turn two Glistener with.
Well, turn one Glistener, turn two Pendulhaven, make it a give it +1/+2, Invigorate Berserk.
Yep.
What's Pendulhaven?
Target 1/1 or legendary land. Tap to add a green or tap it, target 1/1 creature, gets +1/+2
oh,
until end turn.
Oh, is that the one you used against me with the...
Yes.
Okay, that's what I thought. I think I see a giant bear in the clouds, but my imagination is running wild.
Are you sure it's not that powdery stuff you found in the Sour Patch Kids?
Could be.
Well, no one wants a lot of snow.
I hate the snow. I'd rather not have any snow.
Blue
ever.
South.
That was a bad joke.
What?
I did not say it.
I said there's another bad joke in there.
What?
Yeah, I'm not going to say it because I don't have to edit. I don't want to edit the cast anymore. That's right, yeah, I can tell you it.
Yeah, I'm not staying here.
Bobby, you want to take Nick for a day?
Nope. I've already got enough insanity with two kids to take care of.
And they probably don't have any mental issues.
Ouch. No, it's true.
Well, I mean, at the same time, you do have to do a lot more for someone who's got... mental incapabilities?
Mental incapacitations?
Yes.
Sure.
That cause them to not focus. Oh, look, a squirrel!
Who's... shiny. That's not something you should be touching.
Ooh! I won!
You know what my notification tone is on my phone?
What?
Squirrel!
From Doug.
Yep, yeah. Doug. Its actual name is from, Squirrel, from Up, okay? This is like somebody saying, I know it's from Up. But, what was I going to say?
Something.
You said...
Something about squirrels.
No. It was about pie. Just kidding. So, when Max asked...
when I walked in. Dean, can I sleep in the basement if I get a job at Taco Bell Pizza Hut?
Did you back?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Max brought it up. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to get a job at Pizza Hut Taco Bell. Can I sleep in the basement?
What was his face?
He's like, yeah, sure. I'm like, cool, I'll even bring a bucket to pee in.
Oh. And that's when you walked up and we made the bucket comments. Oh, that was weird, the one game that I went with the no-lander on Painter. Mm-hmm. A no-lander going back into the hand. It was no lands, Chrome Mox, Double Welder, Blood Moon, Smuggler's Copter, Pyroblast.
Wasn't there a Shimeon in there?
And no, there wasn't a Shimeon.
There was no Shimeon. It's Simeon. There's no goddamn H in that name. Jesus fucking Christ.
And I think an Enlightening Tutor. Yeah, and then an Enlightening Tutor. So, turn one, I went Chrome Mox, pitching Goblin Welder to play Goblin Welder past the turn.
turn two, I drew Simeon's fear guide, pitched Simeon, tap Mox, put out the smuggler's copter, and went to beat down and ended up getting the game.
Ended up getting beat.
I ended up getting the game.
Oh, okay.
Because by the time you finally had an answer for smuggler's copter, Frexen Revoker, I already had an incinerator bridge in my grave when smuggler's copter became irrelevant. Which then you proceeded to abrupt decay the first time I welded it in, and then abrupt decay the second turn I welded it in, and almost abrupt decay the third time I welded it in.
No, he was like 10 cards away.
I was a long way away.
But yeah, I was gonna start clapping if you produce me a third abrupt decay from the deck for the third time I bring in a Serum Bridge to save my ass.
Well, that's why I say the third time abrupt decays. Four abrupt decays.
Yeah, Smuggler's Copter gets there continuously.
Gets there.
What else is new?
We already talked new earlier.
Oh, so Aether Revolt Spoiler is here.
A little late for that.
Darn. Nick, what do you think new Tez's abilities will be?
We already went over this.
No, we went over the Planeswalker deck. They haven't spoiled the official inset Tezzeret.
Do you think he'll have four abilities?
No.
I think the only Planeswalkers that are going to get four abilities are going to be the Gatewatch.
What, she gets four abilities and is only a three mana?
Yeah, that'll never happen.
I'm kind of with Bob on this one.
No, I know it won't happen either.
Never happens.
Watch this, it actually happens.
More abilities than converted mana cost? Yeah.
But they're going to, if that would happen, unless you sucky abilities.
Unless you want Tybalt 2.0.
Tybalt 2.0. Yeah, that's exactly what I was about to say. Like, unless they're sucky abilities. Like, I'm pretty sure one of them is going to be like, search your library for an artifact.
Well, one of them is usually the same as the Planeswalker one, and the plus
they're
two.
All Planeswalkers.
I mean, it's the Planeswalker deck one. Because even a Johnny had his plus one and plus two, and neither one of them were the same. No, they weren't.
No, they weren't.
That's right.
Plus.
They did change it.
Yeah, so one of them might be a search for an artifact and put it into your hand, or into play, but and then I'm pretty sure there's going to be one with Gaming Life.
No.
Due to artifacts.
No, Tez doesn't use artifacts to gain life. He uses artifacts to take life.
Well, yeah, sorry. Take life. Ugh.
I mean, he's probably going to make at least make a 5/5 out of an artifact.
So, what's that one? What's the one? Like, the one that changes any artifact into a 5/5 with fire?
That's Agent of Bolas.
That's Agent of Bolas.
No, I meant the enchantment.
Oh. What?
In Soul Artifact?
In Soul Artifact, yeah, it's just going to do that.
No.
Except it's not going to be an enchantment.
No, they've already used that on a Tez, though.
Really?
They've used it on two Tezes.
Well, one of them does it permanently, one of them does it till end of turn.
No, they both do it permanently. No. Seeker does it permanently.
Seeker only does all your artifacts until end of turn.
Yeah. Really?
Yes.
That was permanent. I don't know. I'm not going to look it up because we're this close to your place.
And it's 12:30.
Yeah. I don't know. I should have pulled out Tez today and got more Seeker time. I think he's doing kind of well. When I was playing against Nick, he actually showed up and did some work.
That's just a grindy game.
Who?
You.
Well, what did I do?
I landed Tez the Seeker against you. And ended up getting there. Because the ability just to tutor for anything I needed was kind of pretty cool. Then I threw it out against you, I think, Bob.
You put it out and then you minused him to kill him right away.
I know that, there was also another time in which, no, I minused him to get an either Steering Bridge or Crucible and had him at one. And just sat there and did zero mana
artifacts.
Yeah, it was not me.
Who was I playing against?
Probably me.
Or I was playing against the Shardless player.
Tristan.
Yeah, I think I was playing against Tristan when I did it.
Another player.
Because I know Bob pointed it out.
Yeah, I pointed it out the first time saying, you know you can just minus a zero and go get an artifact land?
Yeah, I was like, oh, wow, this is so great.
Alright, guys, keep it down once we get out of the car.
Okay. That's right, because everyone's got their windows open in this area.
What? No, he's being sarcastic.
Hey, Nick, you want to check my blinker for me? All right, see y'all.